You're listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network, now the largest new media platform on the web, and your number one source for after-show entertainment.
Very good, Gene Johnson.
From the AfterBuzz Studios in Los Angeles, California, presented by Maria Menounos and Bing.com, and streaming live thanks to Akamai Technologies, this is AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show. We'll break down tonight's episode and get you all the latest news and gossip. If you'd like to buzz in on tonight's show, you can buzz us at 424-256-1729. That's 424-256-1729. And now, another post-game wrap-up show for your favorite TV show. It's AfterBuzz TV's RuPaul's Drag Race After Show.
Yay! Welcome, everybody. Bing is for doing, and we are now doing a lovely after show for RuPaul's Drag Race Season 5. We are back. We have the first episode here, which is RuPaulywood or Bust. I'm excited for this new season. How about y'all?
Tell us who you are.
I wasn't ready to do that.
I'm excited.
I'm excited to be working with Toni Moore.
Oh, shut up. I'm so nervous. I've never been the person to start it all. I'm nervous.
You did a good job.
Well, thanks. Thank you. I hope you guys thought I did a good job, too. Okay, so let's introduce my lovely co-hosts and people here. We'll start with
ladies. Jackie Borowski.
Hi, I'm Jake Dupree.
Cameron Marston.
And obviously, I didn't introduce myself. I'm Toni Moore.
Woo!
I like my news anchor intro.
Toni Moore. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So let's get right into it because we have a lot to cover. This episode was Rupert-sized. So we had an hour and a half of wigs, sequences, and heels. So let's just get right into it. The very, very first part, which I look forward to this each and every season, is the entrances of all the queens. First queen to enter was Detox. She is a local queen. She's here in Los Angeles. So she was the first one in her bee costume. Mm.
There you have her.
Love her. She's one of my favorites.
I did too.
And she does the videos with Willem.
Mm-hmm. Yes, she does. So we were very familiar with Detox even before she got on season 5 of Drag Race. Due to her connection with Willem. What did you guys think of the rest of the girls? Anyone that stuck out to you guys, like, automatically? Because I don't want to go through them one by one.
Okay.
And, like, you know, and in order of arrival.
So, Penetration, who obviously went home. the first moment that I said, okay, well, obviously she's, like, supposed to be the fan favorite and was voted and is here on the show. When I saw her, I was like, why is she here? That it was the exact moment I had when, during All Stars.
Mm-hmm.
Now I forget what her name is.
Mimi I'm First.
Yeah, Mimi I'm First.
For sure.
When Mimi I'm First was there, and I was like, why is she here? It was that same reaction, and it's like, she's just not up to the quality as everyone else.
That's interesting. I thought she was fine, actually. I didn't have that thought of, like, well, I was like, congratulations, you were the fan favorite.
All of her dresses looked like dresses that I wore to, like, dance recitals when I was 5.
She's kind of like, she's older, so she represents, like, that old school type of drag.
Ish. I felt like she read, like, filler. She was filler to me.
Filler?
She just took up space.
Well, of course, she's the fan favorite, so that's what I like to call a setup.
But I also want to know, what were you thinking, fans? Like, we've had fan favorites.
Well, Toni, bust that truth. What's up with that?
Well,
or can you tell us or no?
Well,
when they vote Miss Congeniality, it's usually someone
who, bad for.
I don't know, has more of their stuff together.
Well, word on the street is, and I mean, I don't mean to be spilling tea, but all tea, all shade.
Mm-hmm.
There was actually someone else that was picked as the fan favorite, and her name was Adore, and some things happened, and she was not a part of season 5. I don't have the whole story. I don't have the whole tea, but yeah. But Penetration was there. Welcome to her.
I think that Penetration would have probably fit in better with, like, the first season. Since we're in, like, the 5th season,
yeah,
there's a lot of expectations
a lot
and a lot of, you know, the better garb that people wear. So
speaking of expectations, though, so Alaska, I think I was also shocked by Alaska because she has to know that she's being held up to a Sharon Needles standard.
Yes.
And so when she... I was not impressed all the way around.
Well, this is how I feel about Alaska. I honestly feel bad for her because she has tried out for all seasons of Drag Race.
Right.
Sharon tried out once, got it, and won. Mm-hmm. So Alaska has the biggest shoes to fill ever. And all eyes are on her because she is the boyfriend-girlfriend of Sharon Needles, who was the winner of season 4. So, like, that's a lot of pressure on her. And already the girls were saying that she is a bad Sharon. Which I felt bad.
But here's the thing is, like, I don't even... Her style of drag doesn't, to me... Like, yeah, she has, like, a sense of humor. Like, mm-hmm. Sharon has a sense of humor. But it's still, like... It's not... It doesn't read to me as Sharon Needles.
Well, it shouldn't read as anyone. It should read as
her.
Alaska.
Yeah.
And I think coming off the tails of Sharon, it's going to be hard for her.
Right.
Because she's already held to such a
like
high
her.
Standard.
I like her, sorry.
You like Alaska? Finally, you like somebody.
Here's my thing, though.
She's kind of aloof.
But here's
why.
The thing,
not really
Cam, you hate quitters. You hate quitters, yeah. And you like Alaska. She tried to quit almost in the first episode.
Yeah.
You don't come on, like, this is the other thing that frustrated me. She has tried so hard to be here and is finally here.
Yeah.
And how, in the first challenge, are you going to break down and say, no, I'm done?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
I think that she has maybe some drugs in her past.
Well, they all do.
And I'm not making excuses. Most I'm just them. Saying, I like the runway part of it.
Hmm. Anyway, another huge standout for me was Lanesha Sparks.
Yes, that's my favorite one.
She walked in and I thought, gorgeous. Like, I mean, even the way she walked in, it's almost like she glided in.
Yes.
And then she stood there and held it like, almost like she wanted to say, bitches, get into this because this is what you want to look like. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And like, I already, like, she was my favorite looks-wise.
Looks
I liked
wise,
her.
Gorgeous.
Yeah,
I think she's my favorite.
I think Ivy Winters is my favorite.
Yeah,
she's another one.
But that's just looks wise. She's
I think one. That Lanesha probably looks better in person. I think the TV was hardcore for her. For me, I've seen better looking drag queens from Puerto Rico. She's not ugly, but she carries herself really well. So I think that she has that star quality.
Trust me, she's gorgeous.
She's right
on
there.
TV.
She is gorgeous
and in person.
She's hardcore. Look at her. She's like, I don't know. She looks like Madam. She just needs
she
the titties.
She's gorgeous.
No, just gorgeous.
And I like Jade Jolie's personality.
I do too.
I love
I think
her
it's
personality.
Cute.
Jade is very bubbly. Obviously.
I think that'll go a long way.
That laugh.
Fake. fake. Oh,
it's almost like the laugh that you have when you just need to like say something and you don't know what to say, so you just kind of giggle.
Tick.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. How do you feel about Jinx Monsoon?
Narcoleptic.
The narcoleptic. Did I say that right?
Something like that.
I almost
miss narcolepsy.
She's
yes.
a character.
She's theatrically trained. She's a-
yes.
Broadway,
the theater.
Yes, she is a character.
I like that. But I like people who are like that. I like it. I like that she's a character.
Little cuckoo. Mm-hmm.
I love the fact that she did have to fall asleep and take a little nap.
Yeah.
And they showed that she was like, yeah, you know, you kind of feel. It's not like the movies where like you just suddenly.
And
you just like suddenly fall asleep, but you feel it coming on, and you just hope to like you know grab a couch or a seat and just take a nap. I thought she's gonna be a character. She's kind of to me. She's kind of like the new Tammy Brown.
She's very Tammy Brown-esque. I think I actually
Tammy
wrote
Brown.
That when I was watching it. I was like, oh, it kind of reminds me of Tammy.
Yeah.
Well, for Lanesha, I wrote English,
which is weird because I don't like Tammy. Tammy's not a favorite of mine. I don't know what
Tammy Brown.
Yeah.
Tammy Brown has grown on me, especially after All Stars. She's grown on me. I absolutely love her to pieces.
about Roxy Andrews? I like Roxy Andrews' personality.
I like her a lot. Yeah.
She seems very nice, very well put together when she walked in.
I was scared that Roxy and Detox, that they know each other. I was scared that I wasn't going to like that at first when they were like, you know, laughing and trying to be like in a group at the very beginning.
Yeah.
But then at the end, I was like, there's a reason why that they're in a group, because they're on top for me.
Right.
Yeah.
I think that. Yep.
Yeah. Then we have Miss Alyssa Edwards.
Oh, dear.
How do you guys feel about Miss Alyssa?
Now, isn't Alyssa friends with Shangela?
Actually, Alyssa Edwards is the drag mother of Shangela Laquifa Watley, who has appeared on every season of RuPaul's Drag Race. But yes, that is her drag mother. And I see it. Like, there are clips where, like, you do a slight double take because you can't tell if it's Shangela or Alyssa. Suddenly, I thought that Shangela found another box to pop out of, and she made her way onto season 5.
We do suffer the sins of our parents.
Ooh, I like that.
Ta-da. Alyssa has a very... how can I put this?
Mm-hmm.
She has a very interesting personality. It's almost borderline like, I'm the business and I need you to know it.
She reminds me of a lamprey.
Of who?
A lamprey. Those little sucker fish that hang on to the shark.
Shut up.
She reminds me of, you know, who's that actor who played Marius in Les Mis, the movie?
Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne.
Oh, she, out of drag, looks like Eddie Redmayne to me.
Mm-hmm.
Her lips are haggard. I'm sorry.
Stop.
Tired.
Oh, bless her. Well, she's going to be... an interesting one.
Detox too.
Well, she's in a fight with Coco.
Yes, and
I feel like they just put those two on there to be mad at each other, because I think Alyssa's a little bit more seasoned than Coco.
Well,
but Coco is like she's in the Diva show in Las Vegas, like the drag show. She plays Tina Turner, I think, in that
Everybody
show.
Everybody needs a jester.
I know, so I don't know. I think she knows what she's doing.
I did like her cone boob dress.
Yes. That was cute.
Well, that was great.
It was cute.
Right off the bat, when she walked in, there was such a dramatic entrance when Coco walked in, because she made the 14th cast member rather than the usual 13th.
Right.
And when she walked in, it was like she was living, serving for a second, and then she saw Alyssa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when we were introduced to... there is some tea between her and Alyssa.
That we don't know what it is yet, exactly.
I know what it is.
Oh.
I know what it is.
So serve it.
Would you guys like to know?
Yeah.
Yes.
All tea, all shade. Mm. So.
No, if it's truth, it's all good.
I think what it is that back in 2010, Alyssa was crowned Miss Gay America.
Mm-hmm.
As Miss Gay America, you are supposed to fulfill certain obligations. Mm-hmm. And I don't think Alyssa was fulfilling those obligations. Hence, Coco Montrese, who was first runner-up, was crowned 2010's Miss Gay America. So I think maybe Alyssa feels betrayed, backstabbed, or whatever, and thinks that Coco had something to do with it. I don't know for sure, but I feel like that's what it is. Because
that
they mentioned
sense.
That they haven't talked in 2 years, that the pageant, you know, tore them up, tore their friendship apart, and I think that's what it is. I think there's gonna be more that's gonna be uncovered.
Was there specifics as far as she didn't fulfill obligations, or she broke rules? Post pageant,
I think there's a lot of that.
Ooh, because there's some residual drug effects going on in that head of hers.
Stop it. Okay, so more drama
but
to come with
that.
I think
you can have residual drug effects and still be a winner, like our last winner.
I'm just thinking it gives a little evidence that there may have been continuous drug use.
For who?
Pageant.
Fried that brain.
Miss Alyssa.
Well, we can't make accusations. We don't know her life. We don't know her life.
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
She is beautiful, though.
She is.
I think she's beautiful.
Her body's jacked. I'm sorry. Coco has a better body.
Well.
But Coco is bad with makeup.
Oh, no, trust. I believe that, too. No. No, but watch,
that was
when you
the
see,
thing that was frustrating
runway,
to me.
No, Alyssa's body is jacked. I'm sorry.
Well, I mean, when you...
learn how to pad, you know. Come on.
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho. Okay, all right. So
these people are all going to be politically correct.
No one's going to be politically correct. We're trying to, you know,
Dupree, you better turn it on soon.
We're trying to introduce the queens and be nice at first before we go. We don't know them that well.
Tony. He is our host, so we're going to continue on.
You always want me to be mean.
But your first perceptions can be very... They can stick with you for a long time.
They can. But I'm always... Every time I watch the first episode, I'm open to all the girls.
That's what I feel. I don't want to jump to conclusions first.
Yeah.
Because some of them... Like Sharon Needles last time, I was like...
I was like, ooh, you going home first.
I thought so too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. But then whenever
she spilled blood out of her mouth on the runway, I was like, here's our winner right here.
I was like, Sharon is going home very soon. Chad is going to win. I'm done. But we all saw how that happened.
And I fell in love with Sharon Needles.
Yeah.
I think there are some, though, like, here's my thing, is like, there are some that they automatically stand out and you know they're probably going to last till the end. And then there's some that you just don't, you know, from whatever, we have like 14 people here and not a lot of footage to encompass all of those people. So there's some people that I was just like, oh, looks nice, you know, and they may or may not stand out later on.
Yeah.
And we don't know that yet.
Yeah. Well, I guess we'll see.
Mm-hmm.
Moving on to some of the last few, Vivian Panay, who I thought was beautiful.
She's super fishy, but
this is the fishy season.
Yeah.
All the girls are fishy.
I think she's prettier as a boy without makeup than she is in drag. I think she's actually very androgynously pretty.
She reminds me of Angina.
She kind of looks prettier. She kind of looks like a dude in a dress for me a little bit.
I don't like her in drag.
I don't think that she's as pretty as the other girls.
She reminds me of Jujubee
a little bit. Like a little bit of Jujubee.
I saw that a few times, Jujubee in her face.
I thought she looks
very fishy.
Without makeup on. She's fishy.
Yeah, but
with makeup on, she looks bad.
I just want it to be a little bit special. I just want something to pop for her. I feel like there's just nothing. And she was like, what did she say in the very beginning? Like, I will give it to you or stuff. I'm like...
You gotta really give back.
So
that's
all I gotta say.
She can read. I love that.
Uh-uh. Yeah.
She read Serena Cha Cha down and didn't bat an eyelash. Speaking of Serena Cha Cha, Little Miss 21-year-old, the performance art of drag. She's interesting. I don't really like her attitude.
She's too young.
First off, she didn't tuck when she fell in the, you know, she wasn't tucking when she fell in the water and she got red for that.
Yeah.
And then,
first of all, that's drag 101.
Right.
Is that you tuck.
Yeah, that's basically what the
other
queens
are saying. But she didn't know that she was going in water with that big old poofy dress.
Their argument was you should be prepared.
Always. You should, when you are in drag, that's the first thing you do.
I mean, she should probably have not realized that and like pushed her dress down, like popped that booty out and said, here I am, I'm behind this.
If she popped that booty out, she would have popped out more than just her booty.
Let's be honest. The fact that she didn't tuck was the least of her worries, because that runway,
that was the first thing I noticed.
She doesn't have drag etiquette.
See, I kind of like her look. I was looking at previous pictures of her, and I like what she's doing. I think it's a little bit different. I think there's something cool about her. Like, she tries to push the boundaries a little bit with her.
There is no boundary that she is pushing.
I don't know. I'd say check her pictures, check her previous, and then get back to me.
There's no boundaries that she's pushing.
Here's my thing. Even in some of the pictures, she doesn't have boobs, and that's one of my main irritations. I like a queen with some boobs.
Well,
I don't mind you flat. What the fuck are you wearing?
No.
That yodel, that strudel something, whatever she was wearing. Let's move on.
Her quinceanera dress.
Can we just dismiss her?
And then we have Monica Beverly Hills with a Z.
Poor thing.
I like her. I actually kind of like the dress that she had on when she walked in.
The Dead Muppet dress?
Yes. Mm. I kind of liked it. It was fun. It was, you know, goofy and
funny. I like her character.
She is so hood.
I think she's like
beautiful hood.
She's gonna be this season of Latrice because she has life to speak about, I think.
Well, yes, but she's gonna be hood.
She banjee girl.
Yes, and she's been called that apparently, along with some other stuff. She's like, I'm from the hood, and it shows. But she's like a classy hood, if you can be that. Does that make sense?
I think you can be classy hood.
Yeah,
she lets it work for her. I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like, she's not like too much with it. She like, but you can tell if you get on her bad side, she has a razor blade underneath her tongue and she's about to cut you.
And a syringe and a spoon.
And then we have Miss Honey Mahogany, who I felt like when she walked in was like RuPaul 2.0.
Isn't that what they said?
Yes, that is what they said. I honestly do think she's gorgeous.
Yes. I do too. I think she's cute outside of drag too. Yes. Really cute. You don't have to agree.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder. And
it's like everything I say. You're like,
That's all.
That's
all
right, Jake. You're gonna learn to rip.
Listen, not everything you say will be like that. Okay, so so that's the girls. The fifth season of RuPaul's Drag Race and the cast of all of those lovely people. And great. That is wonderful. So, just to remind you guys, we are on iTunes. So, if you are listening, make sure you download us. Download us. Download us. Comment. Rate us 5 stars because we're worth it. And continue watching us.
And we do know that you guys are normally, for those that have listened in the past, we normally were on Mondays or Tuesdays, so it won't post until Thursday morning, probably. Right.
And we're now on Wednesdays at 7, so make sure you tune in and comment and like us. And I don't know if I can be like Jackie and look at all the comments. If they're not about me, I'm not reading them. All right.
I'll read all of them.
He's serious, too.
Even if you're mistakenly writing on our YouTube and meant for something else, I'll still write to you.
Correct. All right, so let's get into the... Well, we've already talked about Coco and Alyssa. Let's get into the challenges. The first challenge was the mini challenge, which was the...
Marie's photo shoot. Hollywood Splash.
Yes, yes. First off, I would be scared to do this shoot because I can't, like, go in water and open my eyes. That concept to me is very weird. Like, I feel like I would look a mess.
Wouldn't mind doing it, but I wear contacts, and I realize who had that problem. There was one
Jinx.
Of the queens,
Jinx.
Yeah, Jinx.
They popped
Jinx.
Out.
Yeah, I would. The problem is if you can't see that well, and then you're in the water and you're trying to like work your mojo, you either have to like wear your contacts and risk popping them out, or you just go friggin' blind into it, and then you know,
or close your eyes and give good face. That's all you have to do.
Yes. It seemed to be a very hard task for a lot of these fishy queens to survive in the water.
I think a lot of these, though, these usually for the past couple of seasons, the very first challenge, mini challenge, seems to be like hazing almost. Mm-hmm. Like, there was that one where they were like blowing the air in their face?
Yes.
And then
it's kind of like an initiation. Welcome to RuPaul's Drag Race, whichever season you're a part of. You are now officially a cast member after being tortured. So, who stood out to you guys as far as like with the photos and stuff?
For comedy, I liked the fact that they ripped on Serena and her frog legs because she was holding onto the window. That was hilarious.
Tree frog.
Yeah, and I feel bad for her that that's the photo that they got, and they just went with that.
Alyssa walking away from the tank and falling down.
Bless her heart. It's almost, I kind of wish that her like her photo was almost there, but it didn't quite do it for me. It was cute. It was almost kind of like she got lucky and she got dunked in and just kind of did something and they got it. So that was lucky. I thought, going back to Lanesha,
she
was so graceful in that water. Like she pushed down and she was just like,
she should have won the challenge.
I honestly think that she should have won the challenge.
I disagree.
I think that they just did not pick a right pick. I think there were probably other pictures that they could have chosen, and they chose one that was pretty good. But I think there were better ones.
I agree with you. Kind of the detox should have won.
Even
in that heel, she was pointing that foot for her life, and I'm all about a pointed foot.
Yes,
that's just me.
I agree with detox winning, but I thought that Lanesha was going to win.
I did too.
And so did she.
Well, we all know.
I'm
against girls that have had work done because Lanesha's obviously natural, so I'm good with Lanesha. Sorry, detox.
Oh, you don't like girls that have work done?
You have to burst your lip.
I do. I love Chad.
Monica Beverly Hills' photo was a mess.
She looks like a jellyfish.
She did.
RuPaul was right.
A big hot mess in the water.
It was just kind of like arms up and like... It's almost like she was getting arrested and they were like, freeze. She's like, and they like caught it. Like right then. Like, bless her heart on that. Bless her heart. And then Alaska.
No. It just made me mad because it's like you fought so hard to get here and then you're just like, okay, bye.
Like I said earlier, I just really feel bad that she's coming off the tails of Sharon. And I just feel like...
If you step back and look at the whole show, though, like, they built off of that. They made sure they emphasized the whole fact that like, she wanted to quit that little challenge and drama, drama, drama. And she didn't look like she was going to make it that far. Because I'm sorry, a lot of people that I know, that they liked her runway. Whether you do or not. Yeah. Even the judges liked her runway. They made such an emphasis on how bad she was in the challenge. And then when she turned it out on the runway, according to the judges, I think they went... or editing or however the producers do it, shot for that factor. So yeah. I'm okay with it.
I did not like her runway. We can discuss that later.
Any other standouts for the mini challenge?
Vivian Panay, who...
Gorgeous photo.
Yeah,
legs
who I,
for days.
That initially was, that was nice. Thought was like an understated version of Jujubee. Mm-hmm. Did a really beautiful photo, I thought.
Just yeah, I thought
beautiful.
She did too.
She didn't like her hair, but her body was good.
And for someone to be so short, she really extended herself. And I thought the photo turned out really good. Coco Montrese. Next. Okay. yeah. That was not her challenge at all. We haven't covered all of them, but those are like the standouts for me for the mini challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, Detox won.
Right.
Congratulations to her. I did love her photo. Like, she was another graceful one. Like, she went down and she was, you know, pointing her feet as, you know, and she was just very graceful with it. And I feel like that was like her first shot, probably. That and she won, so congratulations.
She's
in the
water, she's good, she's done.
She also gave good face, that's what I liked too.
Yeah.
I mean, because that to me is probably one of the hardest parts of that challenge.
Yeah, with or without water, she still looked really beautiful.
Yeah,
can I just say during SheMail, RuPaul looked extra gorgeous. Did anyone else notice how like better she looked?
Then, like, she's a new makeup artist.
Oh, yeah. Her makeup looks great. Thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
her nose contouring was
It was also
this
the hair,
that
too.
That kind of, like, fades out. I love that. It's
it
beautiful.
Was the hair. It was the look. It was everything. Like, when she popped up, I was like, oh, somebody has got a makeover for the show.
She has. It seems like a new makeup artist.
Oh, yeah, they got a budget.
Wow. little tidbit is that they have a new showrunner for this season. So, to tighten the show. Mm. I'm just full of all kinds of...
You are.
Good.
No tea, no shame. They also have new sponsors. Color Evolution is now a sponsor.
That. Yeah.
No more NYX Cosmetics. Apparently, their cosmetics was not that great anyway.
Animals were dying.
yes, apparently.
Allegedly.
Yes. So, then we're off to the main challenge, which... caused them to go dumpster diving. They thought they were about to get a Beverly Hills shopping spree, and little did they know.
My favorite part of the whole challenge was that Camille Grammer was there, because as a Housewives fan, she's one of my favorite Housewives of all time, and I was just glad to see her there with some extensions in her head, and she looked real good.
Can we mention the montage of
cameos of the
judges? Guest judges?
Yes.
Yes.
Juliette Lewis.
Yes. I was like, I was like, good for them trying
was
to give
Bob
us like a
Mackie
little
in there, or did I...
It wasn't that Chaz Bono,
no.
too?
Chaz Bono was in there.
Bono.
I don't know about Bob Mackie. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Someone was drawing something and I didn't know.
I didn't know who that was.
Who that was either.
No. If you know, make sure you comment and let us know if you know all of these.
The blonde girl from
Third
Rock.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Was it Chris?
Jane Krakowski? She's Polish. I'm allowed to butcher Polish names.
So yes, I thought that was a very interesting montage to kind of let us see who the guest judges were going to be. So
that I think
cute.
Was my favorite part, because I think I always get overwhelmed in like the first three episodes of every season, because there are, to me it's like there's so many people you don't know who they are yet, and I'm sitting here with like a list of with photos because I'm still a little like confused and
trying to get to know everyone.
And trying to get to know everyone and. And I think that was my favorite part, because they're all on the bus, they're having fun, there's music playing, and I was like, oh, it's a lightheaded, I don't have to keep pausing my TV to like, write someone's name down.
Right. Red Carpet Couture was the main challenge, and they had to pull stuff from the garbage cans that were in the back of a Beverly Hills store. Those challenges always scare me when they have to like start pulling stuff from a garbage can, because I always feel like someone's going to get hit and someone's going to get...
Like the curtain rod one. Remember when they
had it? Oh, yeah.
I felt the same way about that one.
Yes, yes, yes. So let's talk about the main stage. How do we feel about that?
So now that we're onto the main stage, we can talk about Alaska and how I didn't like her dress. I'm sorry, you can't make two dresses out of like saran wrap.
But that's her stick. That's her thing. You know, she's
saran wrap is not a good stick.
Well,
you have to find a different found object.
It actually looked good.
I liked it too.
But the first one was terrible.
I liked it. I liked her runway.
I also hated the fact that her accessory looked like a bag of manure. She's basically bringing in this big, chunky bag that looks like poop.
Isn't that what she wanted, though?
No, and that's not what the judges said. Like, yeah. Oh, her dog must be
it's
huge.
It's funny, yeah.
Have you noticed all...
So I think we're sleeping. I think that she's sandbagging.
She's what?
She's playing off of the whole Sharon thing. I think that she's sandbagging. I think that she has game, and I think that she's going to pull it out.
Well, I thought her wig looked beautiful, and her makeup looked amazing on the runway.
Oh, yeah. She looked absolutely amazing.
I could see her hairline on the wig. I was just not, like, I was overall.
I don't ever want to see her naked or dangling or horsing or whatever they
call it. Oh, dear.
Apparently, she's on, like, a horse.
Yeah. Oh, my God. When she went into the workroom and she was just sombrero and, like, bouncing around.
Swang.
Even Coco mentioned
the horse.
That's why she came in with the horse mask, because she's hung like a horse. That was TMI. But kudos to World of Wonder for getting that all pixelated, because apparently that was a lot to pixelate.
It was like just bottom half pixelated.
Yeah. I obviously I'm a big fan of Lanesha. I liked her dress.
Me too.
That
I
was
loved
the one that was
dress.
Made out of the wallpaper, right?
Yes.
I mean that
with like the scalloping.
Yeah, yes. Once you knew that it was made out of wallpaper, it just even though it was beautiful, it just took it up that extra notch. That is hard to work with.
I thought it was so red carpet and so couture, and one of those ones that like you will look and go, oh my gosh.
She looked like 90s holiday Barbie to me. You know, there's like always the special holiday Barbie.
Yes,
that's
yes,
what
yes.
it was
yes.
like. Because especially in the 90s they had that scalloping. Not that I had Barbies or anything growing up.
Liar.
I liked Ivy Winter's dress too, though, because I'm a sucker for Grecian dresses, and I just loved it.
That wig,
Ivy was
though.
My top. No, yeah, you're right. Ivy was my top pick because of
Phyllis
the dress.
Diller wig.
She was so statuesque, and actually thought her makeup was done well, but that wig was probably the jackpot.
Yeah.
As far as Lanesha, for me, I thought that her dress was amazing. I love the fact that she put a shoe in her hair.
Yes, that was so
cute.
But again, for me, I think Lanesha is the type of queen. Everybody thinks she's beautiful, I get that, but I think she's probably more stunning in person because she has such strong bone structure. For me, I think she's a little boyish on TV. Not ugly compared to the girl, she's still on the top, but for me,
you need to
I
get the HD
Ivy
TV
Winter,
or something.
I do 1080p.
Get an LCD screen.
1080p
or
with 120 megahertz.
Well,
better come in.
Get a 125 megahertz or something because you are missing it. She is gorgeous in person and on TV.
She's an islander. That's why she was good in the water.
Get your life.
She's from Puerto Rico.
Who else? Alyssa Edwards. I did not like
her. I didn't
well,
either.
Well, did you guys hear the whole thing? Did you agree that she was stealing other people's ideas?
The way that they did the montage in Untucked, how it was like, so... so-and-so had feathers on a dress.
And
then all of a sudden you look over and
Alyssa had that.
And then she had a hat. And then she had this wig. And then she... Yeah, so... Yeah. It could be piggybacking a little bit, I think.
And her body's jacked.
Well,
still not feeling it. You need to learn how to pad.
That,
at least the girl who left had better padding, even though it was lopsided.
Oh, God, it was terrible.
A little wiggle loose.
That dress, though, to me, it needed editing. Like,
yes,
she
it
almost
did.
Didn't... need to add all that extra stuff because there was way too many things.
There was too much going on.
The one who needed edit was J. Jolie, though.
Ooh.
I mean, it was. I thought it would be really cute without the headdress. I liked the little like NBC peacock on her. I was like, give a little tribute.
Ding,
give
ding,
a little,
ding, ding, ding.
Yes, I liked that, and I liked the little, you know, shimmery stuff.
She
it
made
was
me
nice.
Feel rainbow bright. That's what I felt.
I felt like she had the best fabric. And did not do.
Mm-hmm. I agree with
the best that she could have with, because everyone was like, "Oh, where'd you get that? Mm-hmm. Like, you found that?" And they were everyone was gagging. Like,
and she covered up really with all kinds of crap.
Yeah, she literally looked like she went through the garbage and picked out some stuff and E6000 it to a dress. And in case you don't know, that's what drag queens use to rhinestone and glue their stuff is E6000. It's better than super glue. And like she made it work. Lucky for her, she was the S word. Safe.
But I think, here's the thing, like, I think, this is what they always say in Project Runway. It's like, they'll keep people just because they took a risk and elements of it worked, but they can see where in the future it might actually
work out.
It will
come together.
It'll come together. Because I thought her first dress, when she came out with all the little, like, trinkety doodads, I thought that was great.
Yeah, she was a little Nicki Minaj right there for a second.
I really liked that. I like her personality. I like that she's quirky.
I love Jade's personality.
And, yes.
And I think that she will have outfits in the future that she'll figure it out. She'll figure how it works.
Let's hope so.
First talked, for some reason, I thought of Bjork. Sorry.
I can see that for sure. Yeah.
Just a happy Bjork.
A Bjork where you can understand what they're saying.
Not in depression pills.
Somebody that I hope will figure it out is Serena Chacha. Because
she goes home.
Well, I hope so too. She shouldn't have went home this past time.
I liked the concept of that. I thought it was really
cool.
There
was no okay. Concept
listen, hear
me
out. Ivy's hair compared to Serena's hair, that hair was jacked.
That
first
hair
of all,
was bad.
Let me tell you what Serena Cha-Cha looks like, okay? Do you know the Hawaiian girl bobbleheads?
Oh.
Yeah.
That's what Serena looked like. She looked like you should have put her on top of your dashboard so that she can do like this and all that kind of stuff. That's what Serena Cha-Cha looked like. Boy in a dress and a couple of pounds of makeup.
And it wasn't even a dress, was it?
No, it was stuff that was glued together, and I'm sure she was probably praying and hoping to God Jesus that it didn't fall apart on her way down the runway.
But I want to hear why Jake likes her.
I liked it because some of the queens that have appeared in the past seasons with a bald head, I think it's cool because they look like they're paying homage to being a guy, but they're also like really glammed up, and I think that's cool with that Serena. You know, showed off the flat chest and like really played that up. I mean, I don't think that she did
that
unintentionally.
She had no choice but to play it up because she had nothing to put on.
But I think she did it intentionally. I really do feel like she meant to do that, like meant to have that as her shtick. Like, I'm a boy, but I'm in this dress and I look amazing. I don't know. I just think that she has a lot of untapped talent that she can get together. Honestly, in a few weeks, if I'm wrong, I'll say I'm wrong. But in a few weeks, I guarantee you that she will, that you'll think twice.
She was a boy. In a dress that looked a mess.
My take on it is she lacks drag etiquette. She has not been in the game long enough or involved in the soup of it long enough to know what should be done.
To know
she may get there because I think that she has intelligence, but I just don't believe that she's ready for this type of that's my take competition.
No,
I'm not all
not
about boy in
all.
A dress
because
she had some kind of concept. It just didn't hit.
I don't know what concept y'all are seeing. I am seeing, dear please God, let me have something
she
for the runway.
She is 16 going on 17.
No, she is 16 going on 15, and she has a mouth on her.
Swivering the floor with her taint.
Wait, but they all have mouths. Okay, that's not fair to me.
No.
They all have
no.
mouths on them.
There is a difference. She
because Detox is a bitch.
But look at her presentation of drag. Yeah, sometimes you can have a mouth if you can back it up.
That's what I'm
Serena Cha-Cha had a mouth, and look at her. She looked a mess, and she didn't have anything to back it up.
All day, every day, I come after Detox. Bitch, you got work done.
Okay,
so what? So that gives you the right to talk? No.
Okay, so, well, Detox has work done, but she's still fierce. Serena Cha-Cha... Cha-cha her way in somehow.
Well, I'll give Serena 6 years, and maybe Serena will top that.
Well, in six,
she'll top that out.
Listen, in 6 years, we're not there yet. We are here now, RuPaul's Drag Race season 5. And if she wanted to be on season 5, which luckily by the grace of God she is, she needs to do better.
I think that she'll be the one person on the show because there's always one person that kind of like progresses as the show goes along and gets better and better.
I
genuinely think that she'll.
Listen, this
or
is
this
not
be like Jiggly, where I'm just annoyed that they keep being on the show.
No, this
there's
is
a
not
huge difference between Jiggly and her, though. Like,
no, this is not RuPaul's
cute.
Drag Race progression. You need to already be there. Ooh. Okay.
Look at somebody came out of his show.
I'm just saying.
Well, do you think she won the lip sync?
Okay.
No.
Yes.
I
okay.
Do.
So, by default.
I completely
so
do.
For the lip sync, that's what saved Serena was the fact that she knew the words to Party to the USA. Penetration. Where's my kid? Penetration. How you doing? Penetration. Had you known the words of Party to
she
the USA, which you should have known anyway, because they played that song all the time on the radio. Even if you didn't want to know it, you knew it anyway. You could have been still mm-hmm. on RuPaul's Drag Race season 5.
Because so just because you do the splits, I'm sorry, that doesn't mean Serena didn't have nothing except the words.
Yeah, that's all she had.
That was horrible.
Jake, get your life.
I felt she was more engaged.
I got my life, and I am on Serena's side. I think she's capable of great things.
Okay, I'm not on her side because I hate queens without boobs. But
both, y'all, both Jake and Serena will be like Robin, dancing on your own, because ain't nobody got time for that.
Gladly.
We're going back to Panama.
Yeah. Anywho. The winner of the main challenge was Roxy Andrews, who I thought her dress was amazing and gorgeous. I thought it was good.
It was beautiful.
Okay. She showed.
I'm going to admit something in a minute.
Yeah.
I love her personality.
What you going
to
admit?
Do you have a crush on Roxy Andrews?
No, well, because when I first started watching her and her little confessionals or their little solo things, I was like, wow, he's kind of cute. And I'm not about drag queens. But when they did the little collage of his old picture, because he lost weight, right, or something?
Yeah, yeah.
And I saw those pictures with the eyebrows, and I was like, oh, that's a girl. Because I know drag queens that some of them are actually kind of butch when they're butch queens, you know? I was like, oh, so.
You just want to admit that you have a crush on Roxy Andrews.
No, I thought he was cute until I saw those old pictures and I ruined the whole thing. It's like wearing Skechers. Don't wear Skechers.
I was watching the show and when I saw him out of drag, I was like, oh, Cam's going to say that.
I like my chunky boys.
All right, so again, Roxy won the main challenge. Penetration went home due to lack of lip singing.
And the fact that her dress looked like a hot friggin'
that mess. It was boring. It was so boring.
It was boring.
But it could have been the S word. Mm-hmm. Safe. Yeah. It could have been safe. But I think being the fan favorite worked against her, and then not knowing the words to Party in the USA worked against her too. So Serena, congratulations. You got to be on the show for another show.
What I loved is they made her look a fool because she talked all that crap. She ran her mouth.
Yeah.
And then, I think that's why she ran her mouth.
But I will say, in Untucked, her makeup, like, all oily. She was sweating like a pig. She doesn't know how to wear makeup.
She was nervous as hell, probably.
I know queens that cry and their makeup still looks better.
Jake is going to back Serena up until she gets voted off next week.
Sorry, Jake, because Tony did the same thing last show.
I had good reasons, too. Mm. Did anyone notice all the hashtags that are happening this season?
Oh, yeah. There's too many. It's making my brain hurt.
Which
one's my favorite one was obviously the one that I tweeted out, which was the All Tea All Shade.
Yes. I liked Sissy Walk.
Yes, that was really funny.
I like that one.
What is it?
Sissy Walk.
Oh.
Did you have a favorite, Cam?
No. I didn't pay attention.
What was the one that Michelle said that she like messed up?
Was it Couture? No, Eloquent.
Eloquent. I thought that one was funny, too.
Yeah, that one was a good one.
I like Eloquent.
So was Couture.
No, she's Puerto Rican.
Michelle?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good for her. All right.
So she had her gem in the holograms hearings on.
I will say Michelle has toned it down a little bit. Mm. She's not so draggy.
She's getting paid better.
I don't know what you call toned down.
I wasn't as bad as last
season. It's a look. It's always a look.
Yay, my crewies.
It's not as bad.
Santino. Boo.
I love Santino.
I like Santino.
I will always like Santino.
He's all right.
He is on Rue's teat.
Aren't
Isn't
they all?
Everyone?
Yeah. I mean, like, they all have to be.
They have to be.
All right, let's go into news and gossip.
AfterBuzz TV News.
All right, so apparently it is already going around. Is this the last season of Drag Race?
No.
I hope not.
Apparently in season 4, ratings had dropped a little bit, and they are wondering if they are going to be back for a season 6. What do you guys think? Do you guys think that season 5 could save Drag Race and bring it back for another season?
Everybody watch season 5 so you don't lose the show.
Get on it. If you don't have Logo, go to logotv.com and watch every single episode, every piece of video, everything to make sure that Drag Race stays on.
I watched it on Logo. I was a little mad because their commercials kept repeating themselves.
Yes!
And they didn't even finish the whole commercial. Just the area always
is it the Whodunit? The Absolute commercials?
It was some how to bread your chicken.
I do like those.
Oh,
I like the I like the Absolute Vodka commercials, the Whodunit.
The one I saw was Muppets with AIDS.
Oh, that's the Avenue Q one. Yeah. That's a little weird.
And that one kept stopping and then restarting. Yeah. And I was like,
that's a little weird.
I almost had to bread your chicken.
So make sure you guys watch so that way we can have season 6. Also, in other news, Sharon Needles released her album on January 29th, PG-13. It is now number 6 on iTunes Top Pop Albums and number 29 on the Top Albums. So congratulations
to Sharon
Needles. And Jake, you've actually listened to the CD.
I like it. I
feel like it would give me nightmares.
Maybe. Mm. Yeah, did you see her video for This Club is a Haunted House? Oh. It's really scary. There's parts where she... I mean, yeah.
Oh. Because Willem sings live.
Mm. Mm.
I'm not saying it's good. I'm just wondering if it's all auto-tune.
I like the concept for what she's going for. I just really enjoy her a lot. So the CD is great. So check it out.
Make sure you download it off of iTunes. Support Sharon Needles, your season 4 winner of RuPaul's Drag Race. Speaking of videos and Willem. Willem, along with Detox from season 5 and Vicky Vox, you guys know the lovely trio from Chow Down at Chick-fil-A. Okay. They have now released a new video, Boy is a Bottom.
Mm.
Sung to the tune of This Girl's on Fire by Alicia Keys. So we're going to leave it at that. If you don't know what a bottom is, look it up. Shangela released Working Girl Professional, the video.
That Tony is in.
I make a little cameo in
mm-hmm.
it. Along with Jason Carter, who is another AfterBuzz host and a member of the Pit Crew. He's in it as well. So make sure you guys go to Bing and search for Sharon Needles' video, Shangela's video, and support these lovely queens. So this last little bit of news, I didn't know whether or not I should bring it up, but you guys agreed that I should. Apparently, season 5 cast member Jade Jolie has a porn past.
Check it out.
Yes.
Dirty.
Before she was glamming it up in heels and wigs, she was doing it doggy style.
Do you think she's cute and funny like when doing porn that she is she's like in the episodes?
Let's hope
like,
so.
Don't put it there. I'm sorry. I don't know where that came from. All right.
Wait, we didn't.
What?
I just wanted to say I loved Rue's blue foil dress. I thought it was cute.
Oh, Rue's dress. Yes. That's another thing that I look forward to all the time.
I didn't like this dress, but I loved her makeup.
RuPaul cannot do any wrong.
So I don't know about that.
She always looks amazing for her presentation.
But she has a great body. She always has boobs.
Serena Cha Cha. Now to predictions.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
So, predictions. What do you guys think? Who do you think is going to go home next week? We all know it's not Roxy Andrews because she has immunity.
And I don't think it's going to be Serena just because they built it up the way it is.
Can we go through and pick our top three?
Yeah.
Ooh, that'd be awesome.
So then we can look back at the end of the season and go, no dummy.
Okay.
No dummy.
Okay, so Cam, start it off. Your top three.
Roxy, Yo Girl Detox, and I have to say Alaska. I want Lanisha to be in there, but I think that English is going to wear thin on people's nerves.
She can't help that.
Okay, I just made my predictions. You don't got to comment on them. Your turn. Don't come for me.
What I'm going to do is tell you to go to the Staples Center and have yourself several seats because you're trying it right now.
Get some garlic fries.
I don't like garlic fries. I think Lanisha, Detox, and I really only have a top two right now.
Okay, Jake, you're up.
I think Roxy.
Oh, and Roxy.
Roxy, Detox, and Lanisha. I'll go with
there
you.
We go. Okay.
I'm going with Roxy, Detox, and Ivy Winters.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna say she's gonna like break out. because
that bitch can sew.
Yeah, she's kind of like silently in the middle right now, but right. I think she might do something that'll wow us.
Let's hope so. All right. Well, that has been our show for this lovely evening. Everyone, let us know where we can find you, starting with ladies first.
At 123 Jackie underscore B on Twitter.
You can find me at Jake underscore Dupree.
Tomakava 777 on Twitter and Instagram.
And you can find me on at Lounging with Tony on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram, and also loungingwithtony.com. So hopefully you guys will join us again next week for another lovely AfterBuzz TV after show for RuPaul's Drag Race. We will see you next week, Wednesdays at 7 p.m.
Bye. From Bing.com, executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.